Cheese curds tossed in seasoning on a bed of crinkle cut fries with a demi-glaze and cheese sauce drizzle topped with herbs and more cheese.
By the way, Darren Breeden in 2018 set the world record eating 5 pounds, 2 ounces of cheese curds in 6 minutes.
Man, that sounds kind of tasty. Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Happy Monday. Happy National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. Happy Feast of St. James the Apostle Day. Happy birthday to legendary Golden Girls actress Estelle Getty. And happy National Wine and Cheese Day, or in my house, to come full circle, happy Monday. We are here in studio. Jane, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I am so glad we finally got some rain.
I know. How's your body feeling today? Weren't you out in the garden for a while yesterday?
Yeah, I weeded for like 2.5 hours yesterday because the ground was finally soft enough to get things out of the ground. But I'm reaching that point in the summer, Kristen, where I'm ready for things to start dying. I'm tired of watering.
Just bring the snow back. You're like, I'm ready.
Well, it's been a great couple months. Okay, we'll see you next year.
These flowers have had enough of you. All right. Well, if you ever are a fan of Milwaukee Record, you might have at some point last year caught a couple episodes. I think there was about 9 or 10 of a classic that it's been a while since we've really gotten to do this. But there was a show called Matt and Kristen Talk About Stuff, and starring me, Kristen, and Matt Wild as Matt. And he is our guest today.
Hello.
Co-founder, co-editor of Milwaukee Record, a local arts and entertainment website that has somehow existed since 2014. You guys are coming up on 10 years.
Somehow, yes. It's baffling. Wow. It boggles the mind. But yes, we've been doing this. Myself and my partner in crime and business, Tyler Moss, we've been doing the Milwaukee Record now, yes, since 2014. So, yep, creeping up on 10 years.
Are you guys going to do some big snarky party for your 10-year anniversary?
I think at some point I drunkenly agreed to get a tattoo of the Milwaukee Record logo if we made it to 10 years. I am currently tattoo-less. No tattoos, but so that may happen. I don't know.
Do you have a spot picked out?
Oh, I'm going straight forehead. Just I'm going all in. I'm gonna
straight face tattoo.
Face tattoo or neck tattoo. So we'll see. Yeah, I still got about 2 years.
Yeah, you got 2 years of fails before you have to actually.
That's right. Oh, I'm gonna tank this thing. Yeah, I'm getting out while the getting's good.
Just to avoid a tattoo. All right. Well. It's been a while since we got to sit down and do this.
It has been a while. Like you said, yeah, we for a while did a little thing, just a video thing, kind of like this, you know, not as fancy as this, obviously, but you and I sitting at a table talking about stuff, talking about the issues of the day. We did about, I'd say nine or ten episodes. Since then, you have rocketed to the top of the Milwaukee area media landscape. It is like... You and John McGivern are like tied for like, you know, the top dog here. So congratulations on everything that you've been doing,
well,
Kristen.
Thank you. I joke a lot about being the Michael Strahan of Wisconsin.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
It's just everywhere all the time. But no, this has been we're in our fourth week of the show. So. You know, once we're past a month, I mean, that's the biggest hurdle.
And this
right?
is not easy. I mean, you're filling 2 hours of airtime every day?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. And I know that's not easy. It's not easy to fill 10 minutes of time sometimes. So hats off to you.
Thank you.
I don't know how you do it.
A lot. I'm surprised I'm not grayer at this point. Mm-hmm. I think give me till the end of the year, I'll probably have more gray hairs. But for the time being, we're having fun. I mean, I think that's also the thing is that Wisconsin gives you plenty to talk about. And I always laugh because I think having left and been gone for 17 years and then moving back and knowing how a lot of my friends who still live on either coast think about Wisconsin, mm-hmm. they, I think, would be surprised to know how not boring it is, and how if you pay attention to the news, there is always stuff to talk about, and especially when it comes to our politics. And as of this morning, breaking news, you and I were not, this was not on our schedule last night of what we were going to talk about, our lineup, but woke up, turned on the tweeter, and Tom Nelson out. Out of the Democratic race to run against Ron Johnson for U.S. Senator 2 weeks before the primary.
2 weeks. And not only is he dropping out, is he now endorsing Mandela Barnes, I believe?
He immediately endorsed Mandela Barnes as not only the only progressive candidate, but also the only candidate who's not trying to buy this election. So even on his way out, he had to get a swipe in.
Little shot.
Because Nelson was notoriously, I think, the only one who was really taking any shots this entire race. And so still on the way out, still needed to jab Godlewski and more so Lazary,
Alex.
Because I mean, I don't know if Godlewski's really she hasn't spent nearly the amount of money that Lazary has spent on his primary.
No, by the amount of mailers, Alex Lazary mailers that I get in my mailbox hourly, he's dropping a couple bucks on that thing. I love any picture of him. In a hard hat. I have them framed. They're beautiful. It's like, I think he built Pfizer for him himself. He was right on the crew, and he was down there every day.
Him and his kid.
It's amazing. Yeah, just incredible.
Surprise, there's in pictures of Elidor in the hard hat.
That's right,
some of the campaign.
Just down there on the floor every day.
And so I also liked, I saw, I think, a guy named Alan Talaga or Talig, I don't know. But he made an interesting point, because Tom Nelson dropped out and immediately endorsed the candidate with the policy goals closest to him. He said Kevin Nicholson dropped out and didn't endorse anyone because no other candidate shared his primary policy goal, building power and prestige for Kevin Nicholson. And I do think that's interesting. I think it's, you know, it's obviously a swipe at Kevin Nicholson, but the fact that it is commendable that he's still like, all right, we still got to win this thing. Like, because he just said, we ran out of money. Like, we just didn't have enough money to stay in the game. And I, you know, because as we said, as of right now, Alex Lazary has given himself a total of $12.3 million in self-loans. So he personally has loaned his campaign over $12 million.
$12 million. Tom Nelson did not strike me as a person who had anywhere near $12 million to drop on anything. He, of course, had what I thought was a real like ace up his sleeve. In back in June, the Spin Doctors, the lead singer of the Spin Doctors, his name is Chris Barron, and his band, the Spin Doctors, released a campaign song for Tom Nelson. This was just, it hit me exactly right where it counts. It's an intersection of, long shot politicians and 90s alt-rock bands that are still getting it done in 2022. This was incredible. There was a Spin Doctors song that they wrote for Tom Nelson, and it just came out of nowhere. I don't know if they know each other. I prefer not to know, because it's funnier if you don't know, when it's just like you thought maybe the Spin Doctors randomly one day woke up and wrote a song for Tom Nelson. And it was a banger. Let me, you know, I'm going to be honest. So I don't know if we have time for this.
I feel like you should. What are the lyrics to this song?
Yeah.
I feel like that really was the cornerstone of the song, was how profound and subtle the lyrics were.
Absolutely. So this is, I'm going to do a quick dramatic reading. I'm going to try to channel my inner Shatner here and give a big performance here of the Spin Doctors' Tom Nelson campaign song entitled, "We're Going Full Nelson." Tom Nelson's better at talking. He's better at cooking. He's a much better person. He's just better looking. Good for the country, good for Wisconsin. Zip up your Johnson. We're going full Nelson. Thank you.
That's it? Those are all the
lyrics? That's it, yes. That was it. That's the song. Those are the lyrics. What a way to end it, too. Zip up your Johnson. We're going full Nelson.
I love it, because in every reading Johnson and Nelson, those two words should rhyme.
Right.
They don't, but they should.
Yeah, that's right. But somehow the spin doctors, you know, Little Miss can't be wrong. Two princes spin doctors. They made it work. So hats off to them. But I thought that would do the trick, but sadly
not. Did not get him over the edge. Full Nelson's a wrestling move, right?
I think so. That's right.
Half Nelson, full Nelson. I was not a wrestler.
Yeah, we're not going half Nelson. We're going full Nelson. And now Nelson has zipped himself up and has exited the race. And the spin doctors are crushed. I don't know. We'll have to check in with them later.
I feel like this won't be the last time we see Tom Nelson, though, in Wisconsin politics. That was what was striking, is how young all of the candidates for the on the Democratic side are. I don't know. I guess a little less so on the Republican side. But certainly, I think Tom Nelson was the oldest at like 44.
I think he was 46 or something. Yeah, not...
And it's like Lazary's 35.
Is that right? Is he that young?
Mandela is 35. I think Alucard's 33. And Godlewski's like 38. So it's young, which I appreciate. I mean, as we live in this geriocracy.
I find it terrifying because I've reached the age now, like, where I am, like, you know, when I go to the dentist or the doctor, like, I am so old that, you know, these people are younger than me now. And now, like, political candidates are younger than me. And I just don't know what I've done with my life.
So it's more of a personal thing.
Oh, yeah.
This makes me feel bad about myself.
The long, dark, yes, tea time of the night, I am just thinking about how my dentist is younger than me and how Tom Nelson is maybe only a year older than me. So.
Well, that's how, like, when they talk about professional athletes and, like, how, oh, my God, they're so old. How have they not retired yet?
Right,
they're just, like, so decrepit. Like, oh, they're, like, 34.
Yeah.
And you're like, God.
And you really? Always think of these guys and gals as, being, like, I don't know, in their mid 40s, but they're all like 22 or something, right?
It's like a ballerina. You're old at 24. It's like, oh, if you've hit your prime, you're like past your prime. You have to move on. Think of that next career.
So that's why I appreciate, folks like Aaron Rodgers, very own Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady. You know, what are they in their 50s now at this point? I don't know. They're still getting it done. So, hats off to them.
You see Tom Brady once again this year because he, in fact, did not retire.
He's back. That's right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Did retire, then decided, ooh, I do not want to stay home with these kids. I'm going to go back to
that's
the
right.
game. All right. Well, when we come back, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, I guess more so speaking of Lambeau Field, there was a football game at Lambeau Field. So we're going to talk about that. All right. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.